Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Carl, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, the family of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston, who died at University Hospital Limerick in December of 2022, are demanding immediate publication of a major report into her death. The schoolgirl from Shannon in County Clare died of meningitis after she was referred to the hospital's overcrowded emergency department with suspected sepsis that went untreated for over 12 hours. 2 months on from the completion of an investigation into her death conducted by former Chief Justice Frank Clark, the Johnston family have expressed disappointment at the report, accusing the HSE of failing them and their late daughter all over again. Drive Time's John Cook has been following this tragic story for some time and is with me now. You might start, John, by reminding us this evening of what happened to Aoife Johnston.
Yes, Cormac. The circumstances of Aoife Johnston's death at the main hospital serving counties Limerick, Clare and North Tipperary shocked the people of the Midwest region and the country after her inquest in April this year heard of systemic failures, missed opportunities, communication breakdowns and a chronically overcrowded emergency department at University Hospital Limerick described as a death trap by its leading consultant. 16-year-old Aoife had to wait over 12 hours to be seen by a doctor and receive the antibiotic treatment that would likely have prevented her death, according to expert witnesses. Several inquiries have followed what Carol and James Johnston described as their beloved daughter's horrible death, including that coroner's inquest in Limerick, an internal HSE report, a systems analysis review, and last December, the HSE's chief executive, Bernard Gloucester, appointed Mr. Justice Frank Clark, formerly the most senior judge in Ireland, to conduct a formal inquiry into the circumstances of her death, as well as the clinical and corporate governance at University Hospital Limerick, and he said to make any recommendations that Mr. Clark sees fit. The report, which was originally to take 8 weeks, was given to the HSE chief executive in July when Mr. Gloucester said that he would engage with Aoife's family and consider other processes before making a decision on its publication. 2 months on, the Johnston family say they want the report of Mr. Justice Clark made public now, according to the family solicitor Damien Tansey, who told me they're very disappointed with its contents.
They consider the report to be utterly superficial. At the very outset, it appears that the investigator, Mr. Clark, the former Chief Justice, had a meeting with a senior counsel appointed by Mr. Gloucester, and he indicated that there were significant restrictions and limitations on Mr. Clark's mandate in terms of the conduct of the investigation. And these included an inability on the part of Mr. Clark to make findings of fact, to make adverse findings, and an inability on his part to resolve contested issues of fact. As the Johnston family see it, the state have failed them under two headings through the agency of the HSE. On the one hand, in the manner in which their daughter was looked after, in the centre of excellence, in the medical centre of excellence in the Midwestern region. Mr. Gloucester himself, in fairness to him, described the manner in which Aoife was treated as a monumental failure on the part of the HSC. Under the heading of this further investigation, as the Johnston family see it, the state have failed them again through the agency of the HSC. They expected that the investigation conducted by Mr. Clark and that the report that was produced on foot of that investigation, that it would have, for example, have the capacity of making findings of fact, making adverse findings and resolving conflict where it arose in the accounts rendered by different people. And under those various headings, the Johnston family see the state as having failed them.
And that's Solicitor Damien Tansey there. John, what are Aoife Johnston's family calling for now?
They're calling for immediate publication of the Clark report in its entirety, Cormac, unredacted. They say writing through their solicitor to the HSE 2 weeks ago, indicating they would make it public in the coming weeks if the HSE does not. The calls come as Drive Time understands that disciplinary proceedings are in train against a number of senior figures working at University Hospital Limerick, with some of my sources in the health services describing the level of such actions against some in senior management positions as unprecedented. But there are also calls for full immediate publication of the report by Mr. Justice Clark from those in the medical profession, with a spokesperson for the Irish Hospital Consultants Association telling me that as the independent report undertaken by Mr. Justice Clark has been completed, its full publication in consultation with the Johnston family is an important next step, they say. I asked Damien Tansey what response he and the Johnston family have received in response to their recent letter and ultimatum.
We're told that decisions will be made in due course. My response to that was that the Johnston family, given the tragedy visited on them by the state through the agency of the HSE, are entitled to more precision, more definition than, for example, the HSE to say, we are considering our position and we will make decisions in due course.
Is it understandable though, Damien, that proper procedures take time? Because we've heard of possible disciplinary proceedings against five senior figures at the University of Limerick Hospital Group, and that Chief Executive Colette Cowan has stepped aside from her role pending such proceedings. Do you and the Johnston family need to give the HSE more time, or is there a danger of prejudice or compromising these proceedings by immediate publication of the Clark report?
Well, you could ask the same question about the Grenville report, and you could ask the same question about the report that was produced recently about the abuse in schools. But I have no doubt that if disciplinary proceedings are set in train against specific individuals in relation to their role in this tragedy, I have no doubt that due process and fair procedures will be followed in the conduct of those procedures. So I can't for the life of me understand why Mr. Clark was precluded from having the right to make the sort of findings that I indicated earlier. The other point I would make in relation to that, John, is this. Article 19 of the terms of reference is very, very important in this context. It provides, and I quote, "The evidence considered and or gathered during this independent investigation, as well as the report of the independent investigator, may be used to support and be relied upon in further processes, for example, a complaint, an investigation under a HR procedure, or for the establishment, exercise or defence of a legal claim." So it is envisaged in the terms of reference that there may be, for example, disciplinary proceedings arising from this tragedy. So I can't see why there is a hesitancy on the part of Mr. Gloucester, given the terms of that article.
And that is Damien Tansey, solicitor for the family of the late Aoife Johnston. He's also been in contact with government on this, John.
Yes, as well as their meetings with the chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, the family of the late Aoife Johnston have held meetings with both the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to discuss the failings in Aoife's care at University Hospital Limerick. So Mr. Tansey told me that he has copied both Minister Donnelly and the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, in his and the family's ongoing correspondence with the HSE.
In fairness, Mr. Donnelly asked for a meeting with the Johnston family early this year, and that meeting took place on the 19th of January this year. And in fairness to him, the Taoiseach also sought a meeting with the Johnston family, and that meeting took place early this year. So they have both expressed a very keen interest in this case, and rightly so. It captured the attention of the country for a long period and is still very much in the minds of the public. And so I felt obliged to let them know what was happening. The Johnston family have no interest to meet Mr. Gloucester again. We have already indicated our position in that regard in a manner that is crystal clear. And we want the report published. And, you know, I have no control over the Johnston family. If they are in possession of the report. So if they decide to publish the report, that is a matter for them. But I would expect, out of courtesy, and given the manner in which the state, through its agency, the HSE, has so egregiously failed the Johnston family, that the state, through its agency, will publish this report and publish it now.
Solicitor Damien Tansey speaking on behalf of the family of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston, whose tragic death at University Hospital Limerick is the subject of the report by former Chief Justice Frank Clark. Has there been any response, John, from the HSE or the government on the family's calls this evening?
Yes, Cormac, I sent a series of questions regarding the Johnstons' family's position as outlined by their solicitor, Damien Tansey, to the HSE. In a statement to Drive Time received in the last short while, the HSE has communicated with Mr. Tansey, they say, representing the Johnston family on a number of occasions, and they say their chief executive has extended an invitation to meet with Mr. Tansey and the family following the conclusion of the Clark investigation and to discuss the issue of the publication of former Chief Justice Frank Clark's report. The HSE says this invitation remains open, but as you heard Mr. Tansey say there, the family not interested, he said in another meeting. The chief executive of the HSE, I'm told in this statement, has committed to publish the report of the former Chief Justice Frank Clark in an appropriate format, which must take into account the HSE's obligations to all parties involved and must respect the personal and sensitive data contained in the report. The chief executive of the HSE will continue to act, I'm told, in the public interest and publish the report later this month in what's described as a responsible and lawful format. And the HSE urged Mr. Tansey in correspondence, they say, not to publish the report and supplied it to him representing the family on the basis that it would not be published. The statement tells me that the chief executive of the HSE is involved in a very detailed process of acting on the Clark report and on issues arising from the tragic death of Aoife Johnston and has been clear on the public record to that effect. It concludes by saying that it is the view of the HSE that Mr. Clark's report is in full compliance with its published terms of reference, and they say they would sincerely urge Mr. Tansey to engage with us to discuss the publication of the report further. I also contacted Minister Stephen Donnelly's office, and a spokesperson for the Department of Health in a short statement to Drive Time this evening said the Minister for Health supports the process put in place by the HSE chief executive following on from Mr. Justice Clark's report, Cormac.
Okay, well, it's a story we'll continue to follow. John Cook, thank you very much indeed for that report.